It's a mammoth career fair, public service career fair and internship fair. So both looking at entry-level job opportunities with the federal government, but also internship opportunities with the federal government. Right now, Amy, we've got more than 3,800 people who are registered to attend the event. And on the flip side of things, there are 76 federal agencies who have registered to talk about their jobs and their internship opportunities at the fair.
And so what goes on at one of these things?
Well, you know, Chris, like most career fairs, you know, there's a combination of a lot of different things that go on. There are some agencies that, quite frankly, don't have jobs in hand right now, but may have jobs ready to be promoted later this fiscal year yet, or even into next fiscal year. They want to make sure that they're still getting their name out there to this audience to say, you know what, we don't have jobs now, but in the foreseeable future, we anticipate that we will. Hopefully you'll think about us when you're thinking about where you're going to land next. Other agencies are going to come in hand with jobs saying, you know what, this is a set of jobs that we need to fill right now. We hope that you're interested. Let's actually have an opportunity for a discussion. What won't happen at this fair is on-site interviews. It's really more to find out about the agency, dig a little bit deeper into the types of jobs that they have available, again, to get the broader picture of where you might actually fit in.
Because there are so many people participating, agencies and the job seekers, is that a sign of the times?
Absolutely sign of the times, I think. Amy, last year, this is the seventh year that we've done this fair now, and each year it gets a little bit bigger. And it's actually interesting that we're now referring to this as what will probably be the largest federal career fair ever. That's the way we referred to last year's event. Last year's event drew 67 federal agencies and 3,000 job seekers. This one's certainly going to eclipse that. You know, we've talked a lot about some of the driving factors of that. Certainly the number of agencies that are participating, that is directly related to more jobs that they either currently have available or foresee becoming available as a part of the Recovery Act, as a part of continued retirements. You know, on the job seeker side of things, there's not a day that goes by where we're not looking at the newspaper, going online and seeing some dire forecasts for the job market. I think that's being reflected in this as well.
And if you're somebody who's interested in maybe going to this event, either from an agency or as a participant, how do you get information? And what should you come prepared to Should you bring a resume with you? What should you bring?
Yeah, always great questions, Chris. If you're interested in finding out more, you can visit our website, makingthedifference.org. If you're a job seeker or currently a student who may soon be graduating and you're looking for a job or an internship opportunities, a few things that you probably should be prepared to bring along with you. One, yes, be prepared to bring a resume with you. Again, you know, you're looking for a job or an internship. It's summer, it's hot here in D.C. Don't show up in flip-flops and a pair of shorts. You know, you are trying to make a good impression with potential employers as well. You know, oftentimes federal agencies are maybe a little reluctant to simply accept a resume, but we're really encouraging them to accept a resume, take a look, help coach these young people who are looking for jobs and internships about whether or not your agency is right. The other key piece, quite frankly, for somebody who's coming as a job seeker, make sure you do a little bit of homework in advance. Again, there are 76 federal agencies. There are going to be a ton of people there. If you come in not knowing what agencies you want to talk about, not knowing the types of jobs you're looking for, this is not going to be the event for you. You're going to be overwhelmed, and you're not going to get out of it what you really need. Come in doing your homework. If you're looking for budget, if you're a finance person looking to do budget work, know what federal agencies are actually hiring budget analysts. And know a little bit about those federal agencies as well. And again, you can go to the makingthedifference.org website and find out the types of agencies that will be there. In fact, not the types, the exact agencies that are going to be there, the types of jobs they're looking for, and some other resources to help you prepare as well.
You've referenced the job seekers as being young job seekers, young people, people right out of college. Does that mean that they're not really interested in talking to people who maybe are in mid-career?
Yeah, what we've really pitched this fair around, both to the public and probably a lot of your listeners, as well as to the federal agencies, is that this is actually really a job fair for entry level hires. So it really is. Now that doesn't necessarily mean that if you're experienced and you're looking to take a new step in your career, that an entry level position, you may not be open to seeking an entry level position. But again, understand that agencies are really coming first and foremost to talk about their entry level positions and internship opportunities with those agencies.
But also, and we've actually been talking to all of the finalists for the SAMMYs, and just this week we talked to somebody at EPA who's a mathematical statistician. And sometimes, you know, you sometimes forget government is so big. Frankly, it took me a little back that a mathematical statistician, what does that have to do with the environment? And she's out there protecting our water. So, you know, it's such a swath. There are so many opportunities out there.
Yeah. And that again, Chris, goes back to the real need for, regardless of who's coming to this fair, make sure that you do your homework in advance. Know, one, what your backgrounds are, one, what you're looking for in a job. But also come in there knowing that, you know what, during the course of this day, if I can talk to these three or four agencies, that's successful for me, because you've really pinpointed down, these are the agencies I really want to find out more about. I maybe already have an application in the system. This is a great way for me to reinforce my continued interest, to find out a little bit more about that agency. Again, if you're coming in here completely cold saying, I want a job in the federal government and I'm going to go to this event with 76 federal agencies and hope that I find one that makes sense for me, I think you're actually going to walk away a little bit disappointed.
But also to the federal agencies that are going to be there come next week, this is also an opportunity to sell the magic of public service, of federal work.
Yeah, without a doubt. This is your opportunity not simply to say, go to USA Jobs to find out more information, but to talk about, you know, not only the great jobs that you have at your agency, but also, you know, frankly, what makes it worthwhile to get up every day for you and go in and work for this agency as well? Because what makes it worthwhile for you to go into the agency, I can tell you that the job seeker, that's probably going to be a prime motivation. That's what's going to resonate with them as well.